Do you remember the days you were a demon on the netball court or in demand for the odd tennis game? Well, if you do, you're better than me. I was always the last picked for any sporting team. But once you start work and have a family, playing sport tends to drop off the radar. And even if you want to stay fit, as you get a bit older, you may think twice about playing sport for fear of injury. A pulled shoulder, sore back, or aching knees can set you back for quite some time. So as you age, should you avoid certain sports and head to the gym instead? Dr. Richard Newsham-West, Senior Lecturer in Exercise Science in the School of Physiotherapy and Exercise Science, Griffith University on the Gold Coast, is here to give us some of those answers. That's a good thing, Richard. How are you?
Very good, Jane.
So the first thing I want to ask you is it sensible to worry about the risk of injury? I mean, is it inevitable that ageing bodies are just more injury prone when playing sport?
Well, if you look at the research, it would show that compared to younger people, the older person is at no more risk of injury playing sport than the younger person. The only thing that happens is we tend to have a few more comorbidities associated with us, a bit like obesity, because we haven't exercised for some time, so we're carrying a little bit more weight. And we often have some early onset degenerative changes within joints. And our connective tissue becomes a little bit stiffer, and we all know we get out of bed and are a bit stiffer in the morning than we used to. And, of course, that then puts us perhaps at a little bit more risk to injuries than the younger person.
Right. So older people, I mean, whether they actually have a greater risk or not, and you're saying they don't, they do have a fear of being injured, and that just the fear can put them off, can't it?
Absolutely, and people don't want to hurt because as we get older, we've got a few more commitments in our life. We've got children, and we've got family, and we've got work. And the other thing too is you hear these horror stories of people having weeks off because of a sprained ankle or a sore knee that hangs around for a long time. And that's quite true. As we get older, our body doesn't heal as well, and our envelope of adaptation is smaller as we get older. So it means that, you know, younger days we would probably run, go out and run a 5K run with no problems, come back, have a bit of sore hamstring, and that'll be gone by the next day. Whereas an older person, that hangs around a little bit longer. And, of course, that sore hamstring or sore knee then affects work and family life. So we do, as we get older, we do have a fear of the effect of that injury. And then people start to hear these war injuries and these horror injuries coming through. And then they don't want to have that. But, in fact, we don't. The injuries are different in the older population than the younger person, but the risk is no greater.
Right. But are there sports you wouldn't recommend? I mean, impact sports like rugby, for example, once you're over a certain age, rather than sort of softer or ones that are seen as softer like tennis or netball?
Yeah, the body, we tend to, as a population, migrate to the softer sports, as you so speak, the bowls and the tai chi and those sorts of things. And that's really the body saying you can't do those sports anymore. But in saying that, you know, the rugby union and football or soccer have got rules and regulations which protect the older athlete. In rugby union, if you're wearing a certain coloured shorts, you can't be tackled. And if you're over a certain age group, you can't actually go and do the full touch, you know, crouch touch and engage in the scrum. So there are rules around that protect the older person from playing these sports. So if you have maintained a certain level of sporting activity, you've maintained your activity within your chosen sport and haven't had a period of time off, then there should be no reason why you can't continue and continue playing. And some of the guys we interviewed during the New Zealand Masters sports in New Zealand, the football players, I think the oldest was 79, and
wow,
he had never had an injury in the last 12 years. So whether he's a cunning player or he doesn't train as much.
Or he's just unbelievably fit.
Well, I think the thing is that as we get older, we rely more on our skill than our energy levels. And you can watch the younger player runs here, there and everywhere to get the ball, as the older player runs to the corner and just stands and waits for the ball to come.
So brain over brawn.
Yes, exactly. But going back to your initial question, should you play contact sports or the rougher sports like netball? If you are well prepared and you do a build-up, you know, you take your time and doing some strengthening, doing some flexibility exercises and getting your body back to a level of fitness that will allow you to prevent fatigue coming on, then there should be no risk of an injury occurring, or any more than a younger person.
Right, and that's the key, isn't it? Being fit before you get back into competitive sport.
Absolutely, yes. And that getting fit has often got an associated injury with it. And we're seeing a lot of people that that turn 40 and suddenly realise that all these ads that are coming on the TV about saying that you're getting fat and you're healthful yes. and all that sort of carry on, they get frightened and do exercise and they suddenly jump on a bike and they're going to cycle the Sahara Desert or go and pick up a personal trainer. And often people get into it and they have quite a large amount of energy and zealous towards these exercises. And then we often see within 3 or 4 weeks of taking a program up, they come to the physio clinic for with an injury.
So if you haven't played sport for a long time, but you do want to get back into it, how should you go about it rather than being gung-ho and injuring yourself and undoing all the good work?
Well, I think the first thing is one of the things that's commonly stated in the literature is the one determinant of getting an injury in the future is a previous injury. So I think if you have had an injury that's had required significant intervention, i.e. surgery or extensive physiotherapy, you may want to get that checked by a physiotherapist, a sports physiotherapist in particular probably, that can assess the level of risk, assess the level of weakness that might have occurred, the level of decreased stiffness that may have occurred around that joint. Get that addressed through physiotherapy and then get back into the exercise program. Now, your exercise program is you need to make sure you have a mix. I call it the three-legged stool. You look at skill-based, so you're retraining the brain how to move again. You retrain your cardiovascular system so that you don't run out of puff and take risks when you're exhausted. And the other one is making sure you have the musculoskeletal range of motion, strength, and ability to perform the skills that you're going to require.
I like that three-legged stool idea. I'm speaking with Richard Newsham-West from the School of Physiotherapy and Exercise Science at Griffith University. So what you're really saying is you need to be fit to play rather than playing sport to get fit.
Yes, exactly. And also I think the other thing is I think that it's wonderful that we all keep active because we know the health benefits from activity, but the thing is trying to fit it into your busy lifestyle. And as an adult, you've often got children, you've often got other commitments that are beyond this playing field, that you have to try and make sure you do make time for that sporting and don't tear up to the field in a car and suddenly leap out and suddenly play the sport like you used to when you were younger. You need to make sure you arrive 10, 15 minutes earlier, go through a decent warm-up and stretch and get your body ready. Also get your brain in zone. You're not busy thinking about your mother-in-law coming down, what are you going to cook her for tea that night, and then rushing off down to the supermarket on your way home. So there is a strong correlation between you being in the right zone in sport and the risk of injury, so that if you are overzealous or too fired up, you're at higher risk of injury. If you are not focused or blasé on the field, you are more likely to have an injury as well. And so that getting that headspace as well is really important.
So warming up is a way to get into the zone.
Well, it's more warm. Yeah, it is one way, but it's also as we get older, as I said, our connective tissues become very stiff and they take a little bit longer to warm up, and we need to make sure we can make sure the joints exactly have the range of motion that can or that we require for that sport. So in netball, we've got to have reasonably flexible ankles and knees so that we don't sort of land with very stiff legs and then overload other parts of the body.
And what about coaching? I mean, coaches can be expensive, but can a good coach reduce injuries by changing the way you play? I mean, you might have a chronic injury because you're moving the wrong way, I presume.
Absolutely. And I think that's a good coach who is able to look at the skill level or the technical component of it is very good, and then tease out whether your technique is becoming a poor technique because you're just running out of puff, or is it you have a decreased range of motion in your lumbar spine or your back and you can't actually achieve full extension, say, during a tennis serve. So a good coach would be able to pick those things.
And what are the advantages of playing team sport over, say, walking or going to the gym?
None whatsoever. I think that, I guess it's back to you as a person, whether you like that comradeship. Myself, I was a middle distance to long distance runner and quite liked the isolation. And being a physiotherapist, I deal with people 24 hours a day and it's quite nice to get away. And so to me, I prefer to go out for an hour and a half run down the beach or around the bush somewhere. And to play sports, just dealing with other people again. And at the end of the day, I just want to have that isolation. But a lot of people like that comradeship and the team environment. So I say whatever you like, as long as you're enjoying it, and that'll maintain your involvement.
And finally, Richard, you're really saying you can play sport for life as long as you maintain a good level of general fitness.
Absolutely. And don't if you do have to have time off because of an injury, get that injury sorted, treated, and make sure you've got everything honky-dory before you go back. It's like a car. If you have a crash, you don't drive it with a bent steering rod.
Very encouraging, Richard. Thanks so much for talking to us.
That's quite all right.
That was Richard Newsome-West, Senior Lecturer in the School of Physiotherapy and Exercise Science, Griffith University, and he was on the Gold Coast.